అరక్ష్యమాణా స్త్రియవుర్విబాలాం శోచస్యతో పురుషాదైరివార్తాన్ వాచం దేవీం బ్రహ్మకులేకు కర్మణ్ అబ్రహ్మణ్యే రాజకులే కులాగ్ర్యాన్ అరక్ష్యమాణా స్త్రియవుర్విబాలాన్ శోచస్యతో పురుషాదైరివార్తాన్ వాచం దేవీం బ్రహ్మకులేకు కర్మణ్ అబ్రహ్మణ్యే రాజకులే కులాగ్ర్యాన్ అరక్ష్యమాణా స్త్రియవుర్విబాలాన్ శోచస్యతో పురుషాదైరివార్తాన్ వాచం దేవీం బ్రహ్మకులేకు కర్మణ్ అబ్రహ్మణ్యే రాజకులే కులాగ్ర్యాన్ రక్ష్యమాణా స్త్రియవుర్విబాలాన్ శోచస్యతో పురుషాదైరివార్తాన్ వాచం దేవీం బ్రహ్మకులేకు కర్మణ్ మంజే రాజకులే కులాగ్ర్యాన్ అరక్ష్యమాణా స్త్రియవుర్విబాలాన్ శోచస్యతో పురుషాదైరివార్తాన్ వాచం దేవీం బ్రహ్మకులేకు కర్మణ్ రాజకులే కులాగ్ర్యాన్ మాతాజీ వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అరక్ష్యమాణ అన్ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ స్త్రియ విమెన్ ఉర్వి ఆన్ ద ఎర్త్ బాలాన్ చిల్డ్రన్ శోచసి యు ఆర్ ఫీలింగ్ కంపాషన్ అతో యాజ్ సచ్ పురుషాదై బై మెన్ ఇవ లైక్ దట్ ఆర్తాన్ దోస్ హు ఆర్ అన్హ్యాపీ వాచం వకాబులరీ దేవీం ద గాడెస్ బ్రహ్మకులే ద ఫ్యామిలీ ఆఫ్ ది బ్రాహ్మణ కుకర్మణి యాక్ట్స్ అగెయిన్స్ట్ ద ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఆఫ్ రిలిజన్ అబ్రహ్మణ్యే పర్సన్స్ అగెయిన్స్ట్ ద బ్రాహ్మణికల్ కల్చర్ రాజకులే in the administrative family, kulagriyan, most of all the families, the brahmanas. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Are you feeling compunction for the unhappy women and children who are left forlorn by unscrupulous persons? Or are you unhappy because the goddess of learning is being handled by the brahmanas, addicted to acts against the principles of religion? Or are you sorry to see that the brahmanas have taken shelter of administrative families that do not respect brahminical culture? Purport. In the age of Kali, the women and the children, along with the brahmanas and the cows, will be grossly neglected and left unprotected. In this age, illicit connection with women will render many women and the children uncared for. Circumstantially, the women will try to become independent of the protection of men, and marriage will be performed as a matter of formal agreement between man and women. In most cases, the children will not be taken care of properly. The brahmanas are traditionally intelligent men, and thus they will be able to pick up modern education to the topmost rank. But as far as moral and religious principles are concerned, they shall be the most fallen. Education and bad character go ill together. But such things will run parallel. The administrative heads, as a class, will condemn the tenets of Vedic wisdom and will prefer to conduct a so-called secular state, and the so-called educated brahmanas will be purchased by such unscrupulous administrators. Even a philosopher and writer of many books on religious principles may also accept an exalted post in a government which denies all the moral codes of the Shastras. The brahmanas are specifically restricted from accepting such service. But in this age, they will not only accept service, but they will do so even if it is of the meanest quality. These are some of the symptoms of the Kali age, which are harmful to the general welfare of human society. ஓம் ஜானத்தி மிரந்தஸ்ய ஜானாஞ்சன ஷலாகய சக்ஷுரோன் மிலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நம. நம ஓம் விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த ஸ்வாமிநிதி நாமினே. நமஸ்தே சாரஸ்வதி தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணே நிர்விசேஷா சூன்யவாதி பாஷ்சாத்ய தேசதாரிணே. ஜயஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌரபக்தவிருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண. இட்ஸ் எ வெரி சோபரிங் வேர்ஸ் அண்ட் பிரபுபாத்ஸ் பர்போர்ட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ quite straightforward, and Prabhupada does not mince any words in speaking about the situation in Kali Yuga in relation to the verse. So in this particular section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, so Parishad Maharaj is actually going on a tour in his kingdom. Shuddha Goswami is narrating these events, and he says that at that time a bull is seeing a cow. The bull is actually standing in one leg, and the bull is seeing the cow, and the cow is in a very distressed condition, and the bull is asking the cow the reasons for her distressed condition. So in this series of verses, the last two verses, this particular verse, and also in a few more verses after this particular verse. So the bull is asking several, bull is putting forward several questions. Is this the reason for your distress? Are you lamenting for this? Like that, bull is asking several questions. So in this particular verse, in particular, the Dharma personified, the bull is actually Dharma personified, that bull is asking four questions to the Mother Earth who has taken the form of a cow. So the first question he is asking is that, Arakshyamana Striya Urvi Balan. Urvi, actually Urvi is a Sambodhana, the bull is asking the earth, O Prithvi, he's addressing, O Mother Earth, O Earth. Arakshyamana Striya Urvi Balan. Arakshyamana Striya. Are you lamenting for the women who are unprotected, who are uncared by the by their guardians, by their husbands or the sons, by the fathers? This is the first question. Balan shochasi ato purushade rivartan. Or are you lamenting for the children who are not cared by their parents? So the word shochasi should be added to each and every sentence. So are you lamenting for the children who are not cared by their parents? Purushade rivartan. So purushada, the acharyas actually give the meaning. Purushada refers to the people who are like rakshasa, rakshasa tulya. Literally, purushada means one who eats man, purushada. But here they say that purushada refers to those who are like rakshasa, rakshasa tulya. Purushade rivartan. So are you lamenting for the women and the children who are uncared by their guardians and who are given so many trouble by the people who are like rakshasas, who are troubled by rakshasas like men? Purushade rivartan. And then it's asking that Vacham Devim Brahma Kule Kukarmani. Vacham Devim Brahma Kule Kukarmani. So Kukarmani is Kukarmani means Kutsita Karmani, people who perform very abominable action or condemnable action or sinful conduct, Prabhupada translates like that, or acts against the principles of religion. So Kukarmani is an adjective for the word Brahma Kule. So Brahma Kule means the kula of the Brahmanas, the family of the Brahmanas. But Kukarmani Brahma Kule. Kukarmani Brahma Kule means that family of the Brahmanas, but in which people perform activities against the religion, who have bad conduct, who have sinful conduct. So Kukarmani is an adjective for Brahma Kule. So Vacham Devim. So Vacham Devim refers to the education, actually. Saraswati Devi. So are you lamenting that the education is handled by the Brahmanas, but who have a sinful conduct, who perform Kutsita Karma? Are you lamenting for this, that the education is handled by the Brahmanas who are performing very activities against the religion? This is the third question. And then the last line, Abrahmanye Rajakule Kulagriyan. So the acharyas say that, one of the acharyas comment that the word Kukarmani should be used as an adjective both for Brahma Kule and should also be used as an adjective for Raja Kule. sometimes the same word can be used as an adjective for two sentences or two words. Like suppose so there are two adjacent rooms are there. So when you keep a lamp at the joining point of the both the rooms, that lamp gives light to both the rooms. So similarly, sometimes in a shloka, one word can be added to two sentences. It's also called as kakakshi nyaya. A crow has one eye, but with that one eye, it actually sees things in different directions. So kukarmani can also be used as an adjective for the word rajakule. So abrahmanye kukarmani rajakule kulagriyan. So kulagriyan refers to the brahmanas or the brahmanas who are who are in the topmost of the varnas. So are you lamenting that the brahmanas are actually serving abrahmanye? Abrahmanye means those who are against the brahminical culture. Are you lamenting that the brahmanas are actually serving those people who are against the brahminical culture? And kukarmani rajakule, are you lamenting that the brahmanas are serving those administrative families who are performing kukarma, who perform sinful activities? So that is why Prabhupada actually writes those points in the purport actually. So these are the four questions which Dharma is asking to Mother Earth. So we see, even in the Bhagavad Gita, starts with the lamentation of Arjuna. So one of the acharyas, Yamunacharya, he summarizes the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Asthana sneha karunya dharma dharma diyakulam partham prapanna muddishya shastra avataranam kritam. So Krishna started the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, who surrendered to him. And Arjuna, the reason for Arjuna's lamentation is three things. Asthana sneha karunya. He placed his affection on people, on undeserving people who should not be shown affection. Asthana sneha, asthana karunya. He showed compassion on people who should not be shown compassion. Dharma adharma diyakulam means he considered the dharmic war to be an adharmic activity. Partham prapanna muddishya. But the good point of Arjuna is that the good quality of Arjuna is that he surrendered to Krishna, partham prapannam. Although he had this three misunderstanding, he placed affection in the wrong people, showed compassion to the wrong people, considered the dharmic war to be adharma, but he surrendered to Krishna. So Krishna started speaking the Gita for that Arjuna. So here, so we see various reasons for lamentation are spoken by Dharma here. So if you see the first point, women becoming unprotected. So in the Vedic culture, Prabhupada says that the advancement of a civilization is determined by how five people are safe: women, children, old men, brahmanas and the cows. When these five people are cared for, that is the sign of an advanced civilization. So in the Manu Samhita, it is said that where women are honored, there the devatas are pleased. But where they are not honored, no sacred rite yields rewards. Whatever rituals you may perform, those rituals will not give actually any reward if the women are not honored if they are given trouble. And the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the third canto, Lord Vishnu is actually speaking to the Kumaras. Lord Vishnu says that, Yeme tanur dvijavaran duhatir madiya bhutan yalabda sharanani cha beda buddhya drakshyantyagak shatadrusho yahimanyavastan gridra rusha mamakushantya bidanan abidandanetu. So Lord Vishnu is saying that the servants of Yamaraj, who are like Gridra Rusha, who are forms like the vultures. So these servants of Yamaraj, they tear out the eyes of those people who have a Beda Drishti, who have a differentiated vision, or whose vision is impaired. How their vision is impaired? Agak shatadishyo. Because of their sinful conduct, because of their sinful activities, they have a wrong vision, Beda Drishti. How is their Beda Drishti reflected? Yeme tanur dvijavaran duhatir madiya. The brahmanas, the cows, and alabda sharanani, shelterless living entities. So these three personalities, they actually represent me. So Prabhupada says the brahmanas, the cows, and the defenseless creatures are my own body. Yeme tanur dvijavaran duhatir madiya. But those people whose vision is destroyed because of their sins, they see these living entities, brahmanas, cows, alabda sharanani, it will include the women and any shelterless people. But these people, they see them with a differentiated outlook and they actually commit violence towards these people, not seeing that these people actually represent the Lord's body. So such people will be punished by the servants of Yamaraj. Servants of Yamaraj, they will actually pluck out their eyes. Like that, Lord Vishnu is speaking this. So Prabhupada also mentions how shelterless people, the children, women, they should be actually cared for. And that is what is highlighted here in the purport. In fact, in the few chapters before, And Arjuna was returning from Dwaraka. When Arjuna was in a distressed condition, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked a similar question. Kachitvam brahmanam balam gam vriddham roginam striyam sharanopasistram sattvam natyaksha sharanaprada. O giver of shelter, did you perhaps reject the brahmanas, children, cows, elders, invalids and women, and other living beings who took shelter of you? Did you not give shelter to these people who took shelter of you? So especially for a Kshatriya, somebody who takes shelter of him, if he is unable to give shelter, that is considered a dosha on the part of a Kshatriya. In fact, that is one of the main reason Lord Ram was angry with Vali. Even when Sugriva surrendered to Vali, Sugriva took shelter of Vali, but still Vali tried to actually kill Sugriva. So that is one of the name of Krishna is Sharanagata Palaka, who never actually gives up, who never always protects those who take shelter of him. So here, Dharma is also asking that, Vacham Devim Brahma Kule Kukarmani. Are you lamenting that the education is handled by those Brahmanas who have a sinful conduct? So in this regard, one of the Acharyas, Vijayadvaja Tirtha, He also quotes a shloka from the Mahabharata. That shloka actually comes in a different context, but the one part of the shloka he quotes. Itihasa Puranabhyam Vedam Samupabrumhayet Bibet Alpashrutad Vedo Mamayam Prakarishyati. So in this Kali Yuga, Vedas are lamenting for those Brahmanas who try to understand them without taking help of the Itihasas and Puranas. So this verse comes in the Mahabharata, but the second line is quoted by the Vijayadvaja Tirtha. Bibet Alpashrutat Vedo Mamayam Prakarishyati. That means that the Vedas are lamenting for those Brahmanas who, without having the proper knowledge, who try to teach others, who try to actually educate others. So such people, they are actually Mamayam Prakarishyati. They are actually attacking me. They are actually attacking me. So Vedas are actually fearful of such Brahmanas. So we see in the one of the Vedangas is the Nirukta. Nirukta is like the Vedic dictionary. In the Nirukta, there is a conversation between a Brahmana and Vidya Devi. And the Vidya Devi is telling to the Brahmana, Vidya Havai Brahmanam Ajagama. So Vidya Devi approached the Brahmana. And Vidya Devi is telling to the Brahmana, Gopayamam Sevadishteham Asmi. Please protect me because I am your wealth. Sevadishte Aham Asmi. And then she says, Asuyaka Andrajave Yataya. Asuyaka, if a person, please do not give knowledge to three kinds of unqualified people. Those who envy me, Asuyaka. Andrajave, those who are crooked. And Ayataya, those who are devoid of sense control. Name Bruya Viryavati Yatasyam. Never give me unto these people, because by doing so, that means by not giving knowledge to the unqualified people, I will remain extremely potent. Viryavati Yatasyam. So that is why in every book in the Sanatana Dharma, one of the aspect of the book will be Adhikari will be mentioned. Bhagavad Gita has that, Srimad Bhagavatam has that, the Adhikari will be always mentioned. When you give the knowledge to an unqualified person, it will have a wrong effect. Both that person, the teacher and the student, both will get affected. Both will get implicated. So Vidya Devi is mentioning three kinds of people. Asuyakaya, the one who envies Vedic knowledge. So we see there are many Indologists who try to study the Vedas with the attitude of envy, how to actually bring down the Vedic culture. So when people study the Vedic knowledge, but when they don't give credit to the person from whom one is learning, then such people are actually unqualified. And such people, when they teach that particular knowledge, they will lack that experience of that knowledge. They will lack anubhuti, they will lack the experience of that genuine Krishna consciousness. And they will lack genuine love for the Lord. So therefore, when such asuyaka people, envious people, when they teach knowledge, who don't give credit to the person from whom they got the knowledge, so such knowledge will not make an impact only. So therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that Shabda Brahma Param Brahma Mamobe Shashwati Tanu. So Lord Sankarshan is telling to Chitraketu Maharaj that Shabda Brahma and Parabrahma, they are my two eternal bodies. So Shabda Brahma is the denoter, Param Brahma is the denoted Vachya and Vachaka. So we see Prabhupada says here that education and bad character go ill together, but such things will run parallel in Kali Yuga. So there is a beautiful Subhashita in this connection. Vidya vivadaya dhanam madaya shaktihi paresham paripidanaya kalasya sadur viparita metad jnanaya danaya cha rakshanaya. So mischievous people, they use education simply for conflict, simply for argument. And the mischievous men, they use the wealth for getting intoxicated, for performing many sinful activities. And shaktihi paresham paripidanaya. The wicked people, they use the power for giving trouble to others. But on the other hand, so kalasya sadur, the sadhus, they use the same three things for exactly opposite purpose. The sadhus, they use the knowledge for giving education. They use the vidya for education to the qualified people. They use the dhanam for charity and they use the power for protecting people. And Vamshidhara is an acharya. Like the first commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam is Sridhar Swami. He wrote his commentary called as Bhavartha Deepika. Vamshidhara is another acharya who wrote commentary on Bhavartha Deepika, expanding the Sridhar Swami's commentary. So Vamshidhara quotes one shloka in his commentary on this verse. He quotes a shloka from a smriti. Agyanat atava pritya kainkaryam Karaye naraha viprena vipravarjeya sachiram narake vasen. That means, if a brahmana, if he serves those who are not brahmanas, either out of ignorance or out of willingness, either consciously or unconsciously, if a brahmana serves those who are not brahmanas, such a person will live in hell for a long time. So he quotes this shloka in this connection, especially in regard to the fourth line of the Bhagavatam verse. So we see that actually when we read this Bhagavatam verse, especially some of the points of Prabhupada, who Prabhupada's purports, whenever he writes a purports, he does not try to, certain purports are very strong, we find it difficult to speak, but Prabhupada, whenever he writes a purport, he does not mince his words in actually hiding the points mentioned in the verse. But although the current day situation in Kali Yuga is that most of the people, they have to take up the occupation of service under somebody. So, when the Varnashram culture was there, majority of the people would be independent. Only a small minority of the people will be dependent. And even those people who are dependent, even they enjoyed greater independence than the modern day Shudras. Like suppose there was a barber in a village. But he is not sold out to one particular master. If he wants, he can actually close the shop anytime, he can go like that. He had a greater independence. So, but it is the effect of Kali Yuga that that the independence is actually taken away, and which indirectly affects one's practice of spiritual life also. Because oftentimes when people say that, I don't have time for coming for satsang. So many times people have inclination, they want to actually learn higher subject matters, but when they say they don't have time, one of the reason is that because their independence is taken away by the modern lifestyle in which the independence is sold out to others. So therefore, we'll see some verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam and also we'll try to see what is the way out. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, Narada Muni says that, Shvavrittir Nicha Sevanam Varjaye Tam Sada Vipraha. So engaging in the service of low-grade persons is called as Shvavritti, the profession of the dogs. So specifically, the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas should not engage in the low and abominable service of the Shudras. And another Acharya in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Sanatan Goswami, he writes in his writings, Hari Bhakti Vilasa. This is a very sobering verse. Because Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they themselves had to take up the occupation under a Muslim king because of a compulsion. They were threatened that, okay, if you don't take occupation, if you don't serve us, then we will actually torture the entire Hindu community. Something like that, they were threatened. So they had to take occupation. But they never liked that. In fact, when they came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they said that we are lower than Jaga and Madai because we had to serve the Malechas, like that they told. So in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatan Goswami says that Seva Shvavrittir Yair Ukta Na Samyak Tair Udakhritam Swachanda Charita Kvashva Vikritasu kva sevakaha. So he says that those who say that shvavritti, accepting service like a shudra, is a dog's life, are incorrect in their analysis. Because how can you ever compare a free, happily roaming dog with a miserable servant who has sold his life years for money? So Sanatan Goswami, although this, it's not that nonsense, it is easy to collect such verses and speak in the Vyasasana, but definitely most of the devotees or others, the modern day people are in that position. We are not saying the sense of some superiority, this thing, but the point is that these are verses given by the Acharyas. These are something which needs introspection. Yeah, definitely sometimes when people may not be able to immediately take up some dharmic occupation or something. But one can definitely have that aspiration. At some point, one can have the aspiration to retire from such an occupation and increase one's direct devotional service. So in that way, one can think. So there is another beautiful Subhashita. In this connection, Naisham Sandhya Vidir Avikalo Nachutarchapi Sangha. So in this Subhashita, the writer is actually talking about what are the disadvantages of taking occupation under a king. Maybe he's talking about those times. Maybe this may be applicable to the modern times in the maybe a corporate occupation or something. So he is talking Naisham Sandhya Vidir. So you may not have time to perform your Sandhya. You may not have time to perform your, say, chant your Gayatri Mantra in the right times, in the three Sandhyas. Avikalo Nachutarchapi Sangha. So there may not be, you may not have proper time, opportunity to worship the deity of Achyuta. You may not get opportunity for deity worship. Na sve kale havana niyamo napi. And there is no possibility of performing fire oblations at proper times. Napi vedartha chinta. One may not have time for contemplating about the Shastras. Do we have time for contemplating about the Shastras? Nakshud vela niyatam ashana napi nidrava kasho. Sometimes you may not get proper, you may not get time for eating at proper times or even sleeping at proper times. There are like night shift jobs and different other unnatural schedules are there. And because of that, Na dvau lokavapi tanubhrutam rajaseva paranam. So one neither achieves happiness in this world, nor one also loses one's better destination in the next life. So these are verses which needs contemplation, because ultimately anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. These are the first two principles of sharanagati. So whatever is favorable for performing our sharanagati to Krishna, our devotional service to Krishna, one should accept it. Whatever is unfavorable, one should reject it. Another subhashita in this connection, which can be, which one can think. Akritva parasantapam, agatva kala namratam, anutsrijya satam vartma, yat svalpam api tadbahu. The Subhashitakara is saying that whatever little is obtained, yat svalpam api, whatever is little is obtained, akritva parasantapam, without giving pain to others, agatva kala namratam, without bending our backwards in front of the ruffians, anutsrijya satam vartma, without giving up the path of saintly souls. So whatever little is obtained is more than sufficient for us. Api tad bahu. So therefore, Prabhupada is highlighting these points also in the purport in his own words. So having said that, I will like to take the remaining time to speak some words in glorification of Shripad Ramanujacharya. Shripad Ramanujacharya is the Acharya of the Sri Sampradaya. So there's a beautiful verse in which the Sri Vaishnavas offer their obeisances to Shripad Ramanujacharya. Yo nityam achyuta padam buja yugma rukma vyamohatas taditarani trinaya mene asmad gurur bhagavatosya dayaika sindo Ramanujasya charanau sharanam prapadye. So I surrender to the sacred lotus feet of Ramanuja, who is dayaika sindo, who is the very ocean of compassion. Asmad gurur, who is our master. Vyamohatas, who is by being fascinated by the lotus feet of Krishna. Yo nityam achyuta padambuja yugma rakma. What kind of lotus feet? The golden lotus feet of Lord Achyuta. Because of being fascinated by the lotus feet of Lord Achyuta, tad itarani trinaya mene, he considered everything else as a blade of grass, as something which is valueless, as trifling as a blade of grass. So let us just try to discuss few pastimes in relation to this this quality of Ramanujacharya. Vyamohatas tad itarani trinaya mene, how he was fascinated by the golden lotus feet of Lord Achyuta. So Ramanujacharya once he was actually going to Tirupati. At that time, on the way, he asked a person, what is the way to go to Tirupati? And there was one ordinary Shudra was there, and he said, this is the way to go to Tirupati. And then the other disciples of Ramanujacharya, they started walking, but they saw that Ramanujacharya is not walking with them. And then they turned behind, and then they saw that Ramanujacharya is offering obeisances to that particular ordinary Shudra who said that this is the way to go to Tirupati. And they were completely struck, like, why Ramanujacharya is offering obeisances to him? And then they asked Ramanuja. Ramanuja said that anybody who shows the way to Vaikuntha, so that person is a guru, that person is a patapradarshaka guru. This person is shown me the way to go to Tirupati, so therefore I am offering obeisances. So that is the vyamohatas tad itarani trinaya mene. So Ramanujacharya, there is a beautiful detailed story how Ramanujacharya, he took great trouble to receive the Dvaya Mantra from Goshtipurna. He went 17 times to Tirukoshtiyur to receive that mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya, from his guru Goshtipurna. And that's a very detailed story how he went 17 times, but Goshtipurna was even told personally by Ranganath, but still Goshtipurna was reluctant to give that mantra. And finally, he decided to give the mantra to Ramanuja, but even then he put very strict conditions. He said that you have to fast for one full month, and then only you can actually receive the mantra. And Ramanuja were fasting for one, started fasting. After some days, Ramanuja actually, he became, was practically going to die. But all the disciples became very much worried. And then they pleaded with Goshtipurna, like, our guru is practically going to die and please actually relax your conditions. And then Ramanuja, but still Goshtipurna was very strict, and Goshtipurna, he said, okay, he can take little Charanamrita. And then Ramanuja took little Charanamrita and somehow continued the fasting. And then after doing so much of endeavor, then he received that mantra. And then Goshtipurna, before giving that mantra, he said that, unless you test another person the way I tested you, you cannot give that mantra to another person. So you have to test the another person the way I tested you. So putting that condition, then he gave that mantra. But Ramanujacharya, after receiving that mantra, he immediately went to the top of the Gopura in the Tirukoshtiyur. You can still find that, if you go to that place, you can see that particular place where Ramanuja went. And then he called all the citizens of Tirukoshtiyur, and he said that, I have a way to go to Vaikuntha, and I want to give that way to go to Vaikuntha by giving this mantra. And then he loudly chanted that mantra, and he told everyone to chant that mantra. And he said that this is the way to go to Vaikuntha, if you chant this mantra. And then when Goshtipurna heard this loud chanting of this mantra, he became so angry, and he came to Ramanujacharya, and he started chastising. I told you that you cannot give this mantra without actually testing anybody the way I tested you. How can you give this mantra so freely? That time Ramanujacharya, he said that, Goshtipurna said that, are you not aware that for disobeying me, for giving this mantra to unqualified people, you will go to hell for rest of eternity? So Ramanuja said that, I am definitely aware of that. But if so many people can go to Vaikuntha by chanting this mantra, such an insignificant person like me, if I can go to hell for the sake of so many people going to Vaikuntha, this is such a small price. I am willing to go through this difficulty, like that Ramanuja said. When Goshtipurna heard that reply, Goshtipurna was completely, he never expected such a reply, seeing the compassion of Ramanujacharya. So this is the quality which Ramanujacharya exhibited, Vyamohatas. Because when a person is fascinated by the lotus feet of Krishna, that fascination towards the lotus feet of Krishna, it also manifests in the form of the Jivedaya. And this quality was manifested by Ramanujacharya in giving this mantra. And then Ramanujacharya, in his today the disappearance day of Ramanujacharya, and he told some of the final instructions to his disciples. And in these instructions also, we can see the same quality, Vyamohatas tad itarani trinayamene. So Ramanujacharya said that, don't get caught up in the forest fire. That means, don't associate with people who are against the Vedas. Who are Pashandis. And then he said, don't drink poison. Lemon and camphor, they are individually good. But if we mix them, death is certain. Similarly, there may be some people who may look like Vaishnavas, but they are maybe Dharmadvaji. If you associate with them, but they are actually not Vaishnavas, if you associate with them, then your devotion will be poisoned to death. Just like Shuka and Sharana, they were Ravana's spies, but they entered Ram's army. Similarly, sometimes there may be Vaishnavas in the guise of a Vaishnava, in the guise of a Vaishnava dress. If you associate with them, you'll be poisoned to death. Don't step on stool-like substances. So materialists who are absorbed in gratifying the body, so they are, don't associate with them. Because you will also get affected by the thought process. And then he said, no point expecting a child from a small girl. So a girl who has not attained puberty, we cannot expect a child from a small girl. So similarly, there may be Vaishnavas who are just beginning to practice bhakti, who are not mature, and we can respect them, but we may not closely associate with them because they are in the Kanishtha platform. So we cannot expect profound realizations from them. And then he said, be eager to associate with the devotees. So just like a young man is getting attracted to a young girl, similarly a devotee should feel attraction to other serious devotees who take pleasure in Krishna Katha. So in these instructions also we can see Ramanuja's same quality. Vyamohatas tat itarani trinaya mene. Once Ramanujacharya was narrating the story of how Vibhishan surrendered to Lord Ram and how Lord Ram gave shelter to Vibhishan. And then Dhanurdas, one of the disciples of Ramanujacharya, he asked Ramanuja, Vibhishan is in the Sattva Guna and he came with a pure desire to surrender to Lord Ram. But he was very much seen in an apprehensive mood by the other associates of Lord Ram. But in our case, like we don't have any of the qualities or we don't have the purity of Vibhishan. And what is the hope for us? How can we actually get the shelter of the Lord? Then Ramanuja smiled and said that, so Vibhishan approached Ram directly, but his four associates automatically got the mercy of Lord Ram because they were connected with Vibhishan. Just like when you pour water to a certain crop, not only that crop gets nourished, but also certain plants which are nearby that crops, they also get nourished. So similarly, that when we are connected to other Vaishnavas, when those Vaishnavas get the mercy, then we will also get nourished. We will also get the mercy of the Lord. And then Ramanujacharya, another time, when Ramanujacharya is about to depart, that time the disciples asked Ramanujacharya, how should we conduct our lives in your absence? So Ramanujacharya said that, do not worry about material life because material life, do not over endeavor for material life because material life will be taken care of according to our karma. According to our karma, whatever is destined, it will come. So therefore, you don't have to over-endeavor for it. And do not worry about going to spiritual world also, because Krishna will never fail to perform his service. He will actually definitely take the devotees at the appropriate time. So therefore, don't worry about going to the spiritual world. So what you should worry about while living in this world is that, how can we serve now better? How can we serve the Vaishnavas and Krishna? How can we improve our service? So that should be the only concern while living in this world. So this is a profound instruction of Ramanujacharya. And another time, then Ramanujacharya gave six more instructions. He said that all of you should learn Sri Bhashya and preach to others. If it is not possible for you to learn Sri Bhashya is written in Sanskrit language.
if it is not possible to learn in Sri Bhashya, then learn the songs of the Arvas which are written in Tamil language. And then you can preach that to others. If that is not possible, if it is not possible to even learn that, then serve the deities by offering bhoga, by offering garland, etc. And if it is not possible to do that, then stay in a holy dham like Melkote and chant the holy names of the Lord as much as possible. And if it is not possible to do that by staying in the holy place, then wherever you are there, chant the holy names of the Lord enthusiastically. And even if that is not possible, then at least then live under the shelter of a Vaishnava in such a way that Vaishnava at least once says that I am pleased with you. So in this way, Ramanujacharya gives profound instruction. And then once Ramanujacharya was going to a place called as Tirukolur. So Tirukolur is actually, this place is in the banks of a river called as Tamraparani in Trinelveli district. And then, so when he was actually entering that village, so there was a small, there was a young girl who would sell buttermilk. She was actually coming out of that village. Then Ramanuja asked that girl that everyone is desiring to go to Tirukolur, because Tirukolur was a very important Divyadesham, the Sri Sampradaya. So many great learned Vaishnavas, they desire to come to Tirukolur, but then you are actually leaving Tirukolur. Why are you leaving Tirukolur? Then that girl said that, she said that she made 81 statements. She said that is called as Tirukolur Penpillai Rahasyam. Penpillai means the girl. Rahasyam is the secret. She spoke 81 statements. They are in Tamil language, but I'll just mention few statements. So she said that Azhaithu Varugiren Endrono Akrurai Pole. So she said that I have not performed a great devotion like Akrura, who could bring Krishna and Balaram from Vrindavan to Mathura. So I am not such a great devotee like Akrura. So whether I am within Tirukolur or outside Tirukolur, if I don't have devotion, then it does not matter. And Agamovittu Vitteno Vidurarai Pole. I am not a great devotee like Vidura, who did not have any false ego, who completely surrendered to Krishna. When I don't have devotion like Vidura, what difference it makes whether I am within Tirukolur or whether I am outside Tirukolur? So it is not the physical, the importance of living in the holy place. More than that, one has to develop the right attitude. Sometimes one may be in the holy place, one may not have the right attitude. And then she went on to give so many examples. I am not like the Brahmana Patnis who, when they were not able to go to meet Krishna, when the cowherd boys asked for the footsteps, when some of the Brahmana Patnis were not able to go and meet Krishna, and some of the wives of the Brahmanas, in separation from Krishna, they left their bodies. So I don't have devotion like those wives of the Brahmanas who left their bodies in separation from Krishna. So what difference it makes if I am within Tirukolur or outside Tirukolur? Like that, this ordinary girl who was selling buttermilk, she made 81 statements. And Ramanuja was wonderstruck by hearing those statements. And then after hearing those statements, Ramanuja said, "You please make prasadam for me. I want to eat the prasadam cooked by you." So one may think, like, what is so great in that making this statement? Because at that time, Ramanuja was such a great sannyasi. Ramanuja, he would follow such strict standards that even in Srirangam, he would actually beg rice from different people. He would beg different food from different people. When somebody would give some rice with some masala, some say tamarind rice or something. So he would actually take that rice and he would take to Kaveri River and he would rinse that rice several times so that all those taste of the salt and the masalas would go away, and then he would take that simple rice without much taste of the different masalas. So that was the high standard which Ramanuja was following. But because Ramanujacharya, because his quality is that Vyamohatas, because he was fascinated by the lotus feet of Krishna, and because of that he considered everything else as a blade of grass, and Ramanujacharya was fascinated by this devotion of this ordinary girl from Tirukolur, he was willing to forego his standard and he told that girl, please cook prasadam for me and I want to eat the prasadam cooked by you. So like that Ramanujacharya displayed this quality. Therefore, in every pastime of Ramanujacharya, we can see this actually quality displayed by Ramanujacharya, that how, because of being fascinated by the golden lotus feet of Lord Achyuta, he considered everything else as a blade of grass. To that Ramanuja, who is the ocean of compassion, we offer respectful obeisances. So, few months back, when we got an opportunity to meet His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, so that time, we were just recollecting some of the incidents in the South India Yatra. At that time, Maharaj mentioned, what actually attracted me to all these stories in the Sri Sampradaya is that, in all these stories in the Sri Sampradaya, the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Trinadapi Sunichena, Taroriva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtane Sadahari, the same teaching we can find in all the stories of Sri Sampradaya. That is what attracted me to all the stories in the Sri Sampradaya, like that Maharaj mentioned. So with this, I would like to end. So to summarize, we discussed the four questions asked by Dharma to Mother Earth. And then we discussed some stories related to Ramanujacharya. So in case if anybody has any one question, we will take up. Otherwise, stop. Grantharam Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya, Gaura Bhaktavranda ki jaya.
Aham samo arunava.